International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the video's boom. We looked round, found a real show and some pool. Heard the snark in the place where I thought the spark. And I knew politics.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you like. All right, well,
I hate you. I hate you. Oh, nobody's seeing it. Carol. Oh. You could have let go. Stupid ass, damn app, hamster.
Hi, we're okay. He's okay.
You sure you're okay?
I'm okay. The whole see, you guys all get to see what I get to see during the while we're waiting. I get to see both of you guys, and he's yelling at me in the background saying, "I'm watching you. Don't play it." He's laughing already all the way through the intro.
I was.
And he's the professional actor among us.
No, I just can't handle it. I don't know if it's damn.
How did you get a SAG card if you can't have any self-control, Rick?
That's how I got my SAG card.
No self-control is how you got it.
No.
Yeah, those kind of movies, you don't list those movies on your resume.
No.
His early movies. Uh-huh. You know, you heard, hey, that's how Stallone got started, you know? How many people know that one? It's true. Anyway, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for December 6th.
2023.
Hey, Slim.
What?
What day is it?
Hump Day!
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, hey, year-end stuff is apparently kicking in. And Slim put a post on our show page. I don't know what the hell it was, but he said, let's put this at the top, so... Apparently, Time named its person of the year, and I'm assuming Slim is a transgender.
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Let's see the picture.
All right, here you go.
That's a transgender.
No.
Yeah, wasn't that in the Miss USA pageant or something?
No. That's Taylor. That's Taylor Swift.
Who?
Country music star Taylor Swift. Billionaire.
Tyler.
Taylor, not Tyler.
Tyson.
No. Taylor.
All right, I don't see an Adam's apple. Okay, maybe I'll believe you. All right, I just thought, you know, America's tranny game had improved a little bit from, you know, how it normally is, like this. Oh. I mean, it's like we're not even trying. I mean, there you go. You got Biden administration official. You got Dylan, I ruined Budweiser. And then you got the nuclear waste guy who steals shit from the airport. And then you look at the Asian trans. Look at them. Look at them. Come on, this would fool most guys. This is, you know, I've seen Crying Game. Okay, guys get fooled by this stuff. But America, you know, they don't even try to look like women. They're just like, oh, it's in America. We can just say we're girls and we're girls. Mm-hmm. All right, go on. So I saw the Time cover, and I just thought, you know, somebody improved our training game. I didn't know it was Tyson Swift.
Taylor, come on, Taylor.
Swift Taylor?
Yeah.
Stupid
close,
name.
Close enough.
Yeah. Anyway. I've got a picture of a famous person too. I want up in the show. This is an early Fast and Furious movie. That's apparently Vin Diesel in his first audition.
Looks like him.
Yeah. And then they moved on to the cars later on.
Definitely looks like him.
It did. I've wanted to put that thing on for 6 months. Oh, anyway. Oh, so we only got two more shows to Christmas.
Yeah.
And of course, that's how you should run your schedule, you know? You know, we're Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern. All other things to your calendar should be in relation to when we're on. You know, like you got to get up for work tomorrow. So that would be Off the Hook Radio plus 7 hours. You know, there's 168 hours in a week. You do it my way, you improve your math skills. You're welcome, America. Hmm. So I want you to figure out when you go to church on Sunday. It's Off the Hook Radio plus how long till you have to go repent.
I have a widget for that on my phone. I can just throw it in there.
Because you're going to have to repent. Well, speaking of repenting, my new mug. You like that one?
I do. Mm-hmm.
He's nasty.
It's a good.
This was bought for me by my other best friend, the lovely and talented Q.
Can I cut your bonus hole?
Hey, Q, you're getting hit on by Biden. She watches it. I'll crack her up. So anyway, this is my first Christmas shirt.
Oh, wait here. I'll get you.
Yeah. See, you got Bruce Willis there in Die Hard. You know, come out to the coast. We'll get together. Have a few laughs. You know, meanwhile, he's about to write ho, ho, ho. Now I've got a machine gun on the guy I just killed.
So
let's take Christmas until you see Die Hard.
That's right. Let's take the poll right here. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yes. What do you say? Yes. Rick,
I say the fat man won't arrive until after Hans Gruber falls from Nakatomi Plaza.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly.
That's it.
It's a Christmas movie.
I mean, you can agree with me. You'd be smart. Or you can disagree with me.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's kind of a Christmas movie.
It's my microphone. I say it's a Christmas movie. You have she has the Never Surrender flag. Man, if he gets reelected, I'll put that up behind me. But I don't think he's getting reelected, but we'll see. So after this, since we're talking about Christmas, okay, I'm going to go into the Christmas segment right here off the top tonight.
Oh, okay. You're not going to sing, I hope.
Well, this is a little, I've got the misogyny segment coming up later on. But this is a little one for the ladies. What if elves listed as well as your husbands did? You'd have this. You know, Santy there going, hey, great, Dave finished all his Gandalf dolls. Hey, Danny, how you coming along with the Bilbos? Hold on. Yeah, Danny doesn't listen real well.
Yeah, Danny rides the short bus.
Danny rides the short bus. Good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, and of course, Disney's come out and admitted that they've alienated their audience with all their woke bullshit. Now, their newest movie is called Wish. And I hear it's left, but it's not as ridiculously left and as painful as the last 7 or 8 movies. But if Disney wants to make back that $1 billion that they lost this year on these crappy movies that we won't go see because we don't want to be preached to, well, perhaps a twist on Toy Story that doesn't involve gay toys. Yeah. Matter of fact, this is like the exact opposite to make your $1 billion back, Disney. But hey, we're Off the Radio 2.0. Okay, we named a boat.
It's true. We did.
Yeah, that was on 1.0. Now we're 2.0. We're twice as good now.
We can name two boats.
Yeah. So we're gonna help Disney make their $1 billion back, and so they can pay taxes to Florida. Maybe lower our property taxes will get lowered for the rest of us. But this twist on Toy Story, well, this meme might inspire a more adult version of Toy Story. You know, this kind of have to be like, you wouldn't be able to put the Disney logo on this movie. You know, you'd have to kind of like hide it maybe down the corner or a little something. But anyway, we could call it old school Toy Story. Here's the premise. There you go. Buzz is getting a Woody. Woody's getting a Buzz.
I like it.
That's you the like it?
I like it.
That's adult toy story right there.
I'm going to pitch it to a producer tomorrow.
Matter of fact, that's what that elf was making. He was making some of those adult toys.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Little bus.
So anyway, and I promised, and those of you who are looking for the perfect gift for our beloved DJ Slim,
that's
Mr. Brent down there, I think I found it. I think I found it. I think, Rick.
I'm scared.
This could be it.
All right.
Rick and I have consulted on this for weeks.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Remember, cleanliness is next to godliness, the perfect gift for Brent.
Oh, you ready for it? Oh.
There it is.
There it is.
Mm. Oh, the geez. Giant wiener cleaner soap. Ladies, do not get the regular wiener cleaner soap. Okay, we need the giant wiener cleaner soap at a minimum. It is DJ Slim. Famous in song and story.
It looks like a lifesaver.
Mm.
I think I'm in trouble.
I just hope it fits.
It's not gonna.
There he goes, bragging again.
It's not gonna.
God. He just does that to embarrass us, Rick.
No, I do this to embarrass you.
That's why I love you, Slim, because you never surrender.
He's dying.
Trumpy's not going to last for long. I can't fit a whole lot in here. But I still have everybody's favorite mug. We're ready. Rick, are you okay now?
No, he's not.
No?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is with that thing.
You're going to have it like four more times tonight, so just be prepared.
I won't be able to breathe the rest of the night. Look, I got tears again.
We own our show, so we can pretty much go as long as we need to. It doesn't really matter.
This is true. I'm jobless.
Nobody's cutting us off at 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Carol, help.
I want to wrap up this Christmas segment. You see what I did there? Wrap up Christmas segment.
Yeah, get it?
My wit's absolutely incredible. It's at least 50% better than average. And I know that because so many people call me a half-wit. So.
No.
What?
No.
He didn't freeze. He's just confused.
Anyway, never mind. This is a commercial for Kmart. Remember Kmart? They used to be in existence.
Yeah, there's none of them anymore.
Yeah, now I do know Slim tried out for this when he was in his 20s, when they did this commercial. But they didn't want the rest of the cast to be embarrassed, so he didn't get the gig. But we're going to run it anyway just because it's amusing.
And of course. Here we go.
Shop Your Way members can ring in the holidays with Joe Boxer. Kmart, get in, get more Christmas.
Wow.
Get in, get more Christmas. Now, see, they couldn't run that commercial now without putting a couple of trannies in there. And then you'd have to have females with boobs and stuff, but then they're jingling their jingle balls.
Mm.
And we would know. Right? I mean, that's not a politically correct commercial.
No.
And do we all think life was better when that commercial was able to be on TV?
Absolutely.
God, it was.
Absolutely. Oh,
God, it sure as hell was. Oh, I miss it. You know, life without having to argue with stupid people.
You know, you didn't have to pay for the big hole in the stage.
Okay. We'll just let that one go. All right. I got one more note for this, the holiday segment. This is from the world's worst poker player. And I say that because if you've ever seen her eyes, like, you know, she has her eyelids down. And her eyes are moving like crazy. Yeah. I mean, this woman cannot play poker because she just can't. There's just no way. You know, these people I played with on Monday who, like, well, I haven't played poker in years. And I had to explain to them what a blind was. Okay. Those people could figure out when she was bluffing. But anyway, the world's worst poker player cringe on Christmas.
Holiday season, families are seeing lower prices on everyday items from gas to groceries.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Shelves are stocked and prices for toys, TVs, and used vehicles are all down from last year.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
How can she live with herself? You know, her girlfriend left her. Her girlfriend, she works for one of the ABC News, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she dumped her.
Yeah. Sucks to be her.
Yeah. Cringe is cute.
No.
Too bad she's gay, stupid, and anti-Semitic rat.
She's an idiot.
She's cute, though.
Not at all.
No?
No.
Believe me, she ain't cute enough. Not to put up with all the rest of the garbage. She'd look at me and she'd go, ew. She only likes those lesbian wings. The ones without bones. That was my daughter's joke, for those of you who missed it.
Yeah,
it was
right.
Funny. It was funnier when she said it, though. Anyway, this Saturday is the last of regular season college football. And for all my friends who are upset about Florida State getting shut out of the Final Four, you got a bowl game, go beat Georgia. Prove everybody wrong. That's all I got to say. Although for my other friends, this is I'm pissing people off tonight. Mm-hmm. For you Gator fans, it's nice that Florida refuses to go to a bowl game in solidarity with Florida State. No, they're not going to a bowl game because they had a shitty year. That's why.
And I know nothing about football.
That's okay. People in Florida get what I'm saying, and they're either laughing or mad at me. Either way, I'm getting a reaction.
Zip Allen on Facebook. Send the letters to him.
Wait, what's my? I've got Zip Allen at ZipAllen.com.
Just go to ZipAllen.com, and everything's right there. So.
I am a website.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's how you can tell I'm an official D-list celebrity. I have my own website.
Oh.
Or the truth. That's how you can tell I'm friends with him. That guy.
Hey, you pointed the right way this time.
He did.
I'm learning this. We've been on the air for exactly 11 months. Finally figured it out. So anyway, this Saturday is the last regular season college football game, and it's, you know, it's just Army versus Navy. There's some lower tiered playoff games and stuff, but Army versus Navy, this is their weekend. This is the Saturday of the year that everybody watches the best of America battling it out. The football loving people in America.
You know what I'll be watching?
Come on.
It's killing me. But imagine, as proud as we are patriots, and we like to watch this stuff, those of us who like football and not mouse getting thrown into walls, imagine being the parent of these future officers and leaders, especially the seniors. This is their last college football game ever. It's their last game. You know, how many guys ever make the pros from Army and Navy? Like one guy every 6 years or something. You know, that's it. These guys, this is their last game, and their parents want to be there. Well, the game's taking place in Massachusetts tomorrow, or Saturday. So if you're a parent, especially of a senior, you'd move heaven and earth to be there for this special moment. The only problem is somehow Joe Biden became president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Screwed it all up. Got a story here. Joni Ernst is bitching about it, the senator from Iowa. She's demanding action from Biden, but I mean, it's too late. The game's on Saturday. The 124th annual installment of the Army-Navy game received all the families that booked rooms in Foxborough, Massachusetts, because the game's being played where the Patriots play there at their stadium, Gillette Stadium. All the families that had their reservations made had them canceled because the 124th installment of the Army-Navy game is being played in a city where the hotels are now being used by the state of Massachusetts to house illegal migrants. I mean, it's clear. The cancellations are due to the administration's decision to ship illegal immigrants all across the country to sanctuary cities. Well, we know how liberal Massachusetts is. We're a sanctuary. Oh, we love everybody. Well, now you've got everybody. And guess what? Massachusetts is going like, what the fuck? No. Due to the untenable border crisis, which has allowed nearly 8 million illegal immigrants entry into the country, veterans and future service members and their families will be unable to attend the Army-Navy game. I hope nobody attends the Army-Navy game. I hope the only people in the damn stands are the busloads of cadets and midshipmen. That's it. I mean, this is just unacceptable. This guy from New Jersey-based Hillsdale Travel has been servicing military members and their families for 20 years with hotel accommodations, especially for the Army-Navy game. His father was a first lieutenant in the 552nd Field Artillery Battalion. And his website is dedicated to providing military discounts to active duty personnel for these kind of games. He had 60 combined rooms from various hotels for family members. Mm. Every damn one of them was canceled.
Wow.
Every single one of them. So we're going to let illegals in. And parents of our military, well, you know how Democrats feel about the military. You know, they don't mind sending your son and daughter off to kill people in faraway countries to prove their point on global warming or whatever. You know, hey, who was the last president who didn't get us into any wars?
The mean tweeter.
Let me think about it. Have you thought of anybody, Rick?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I'm looking at him, I think. Right there.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy.
You even pointed the right way.
Yeah.
It's not hard. This is just me and my cup. It's not mirror image to me now.
That's true.
I'm not laughing.
I can play the bike. I can play it.
Oh.
No, this just pisses me off. They make room for the illegals. And they cancel the parents. And, like, this is Massachusetts, too. I mean, it's a very blue state, although they did elect a Republican governor, Andy Card, back in the day for 8 years. But, I mean, I think that's pretty – I think they had one other one in there somewhere.
Now, our county executive – our county executive, he's a Democrat, but he went he issued an emergency order, I don't know, 6 months or 9 months ago, stating that any hotel that got caught housing migrants for the Biden administration would be shut down. And there's none of our hotels that are doing that. And he's a Democrat. He's a Democratic county executive.
He controls the local taxing authority. He can do that shit. That's good.
He's totally against this and he shut it down. And here's one of the reasons we need our hotels here. We have Binghamton University, which is one of the largest SUNY colleges in the SUNY chain. And when parents are here in town, you can't find a hotel room anywhere. And there's tons and tons of hotels. They needed to make sure that this didn't happen to where the migrants stole all the hotel rooms. And he said, no, they can do it. They can do it here. They can do it anywhere.
I'm applauding a Democrat in New York. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to a Republican in New York later on. Who's going to make your day. But like I said, Massachusetts is a blue state. And illegals are pissing the Service Academy parents off. And, you know, Service Academy parents, they're Republicans, they're Democrats, they're independents, they're, you know, whatever. But their kids want to be in service to this nation. They want to get a great education. They want to be leaders. And the military academies teach them how to be leaders. And their and our real leaders are teaching them how to be screwed over. Hmm. Politics comes first. That's bullshit. But in Chicago, Illinois, where it's all Democrats, apparently it's the Democrat voting and white supremacists who are upset about the illegals.
Not okay with you taking our resources and giving them to people who don't live here. But now you found money for the migrants.
That's right.
We're calling foul for any independent candidate in the city of Chicago, any Green Party candidate in the city of Chicago, and any Republican candidate in the city of Chicago. Now is your time, because we are done with the Democratic Party.
You know, the translator thing screws up some of her words, you know, as you're going through there, but, you know, it's better to listen than to read. But did you see the end? A black woman in Chicago said, "We are done with Democrats." Mm-hmm. Then how can that same city elect a mayor who's worse than Beetlejuice?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that happened, because Beetlejuice was bad.
Beetlejuice was horrible. And then this guy makes Beetlejuice look like, "Oh, I long for the days of Beetlejuice. Bring her back. Let her take her microphone and sing some Etta James while we sip from our mug full of liberal tears."
With your left hand.
I'm choking on liberal tears. Well, I didn't want, the other side is this one, and I'm not sure that I'm in favor of that one yet, but I do love the mug. But don't you worry, people. I don't want you to worry. You tune into this show. You want reassurance. We're going to give you reassurance, aren't we, Slim?
We're going to try.
Joe is on top of this. Yeah. Look, we've got him worrying about this problem right here. He's on top of things. Did you see him today? White House reporter asked Joe about the 70% of Democrats say he either did something illegal or disreputable. That wasn't the word they used, but I'm trying to go off the top of my head, and I'm getting old. I can't remember everything. 70% of Democrats believe that, and he goes, "Well, they lie." "It's not true. They lie." And then he just bolted stage right. Hmm. Although you're supposed to bolt stage left, but you know Joe. He's good. He don't know where the fuck he's going.
You're just lucky he doesn't jump off the stage.
Well, he was on a carpet. He really wasn't on the stage. They know better to put him up in the air a little bit. One step down. Who put that sandbag there? Anyway. So that can happen. And then we've got this. That's what your face looks like when your age is twice your approval rating. I like that one. We here at Off Hook Radio 2.0 are patriots first and foremost. And I understand this is not as loud as I'd hoped it would be, but so please listen closely, everybody. Because I've got a little somebody here to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Tingle, tingle, America.
Pledge of Allegiance to the pie, or tingle, tingle, America, and to the fucking innocents, our nation, on the good, and the business, fuck. Behind all your heart.
My computer surged and froze while she was doing that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Nothing's going on here.
I don't know.
Anyway, I can do that, and I can hit that button. And if it does it again, I'll see why.
There you go.
Yeah, it shouldn't be any problems. Unless it's this damn camera. Camera's the only thing I haven't fixed. I always thought this camera was just fine.
Huh? Pretty sure you were good.
Well, okay. Anyway, Tingle Tingle America. I love that kid. But, you know, she did drop an F-bomb in there.
A couple.
Yeah, that's our kind of kid. Mm-hmm. I like it. You know, she's like, fuck America, fucking, and God. All in the...
And she, fucking well,
she's young. We'll get her fixed. She, you know. Yeah.
We don't need to get her fixed. She's on the right path. Intelligent right people swear. Fuck. Remember?
That's true. They do. She's going to be a genius.
A fucking genius.
Mm. So I'm going to do my little monologue here halfway through the damn show.
Your fucking monologue.
My fucking monologue. So are we going to ask, are we going to let the people who hate America run America? Are we going to let the people who are so ignorant that they call Jews Nazis run this world? Are we going to let people who think a 22-year-old shouldn't have to pay his student loan off, but an 8-year-old can decide what their gender is, should those people tell us how to live? I know everybody watching this show thinks the answer is no, but these people are still out there. They're still running things. They're still trying to influence us. When people bitch about Biden, it's about things that we can observe, like food prices. You know, I mean, I told you in October I spent, was it $1,107, I think it was, on food in 1 month, one person. That's insane.
Well, you eat
a lot. What if you got a wife and two kids? Well, you $1,100 ain't going to cut it. You got four people to feed, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. So we can observe that food prices are up, illegal immigration, you know, even CNN's starting to show that stuff now. I mean, they were hiding it for years. It was like Bill Malusian on Fox is the only person at the border, you know, starting wars. We already talked about that one. His son being the smartest man he knows. We know you're full of it, Joe. You know, his age, his cognitive problems. We see all of that. But when it's about Trump, it's not about the swamp beating him, which it did. It's about the end of democracy. He'll become a dictator. There'll be a civil war. No more elections ever. I mean, look, none of that is cogent. And for those of you in Rio Linda, cogent means clear or convincing. Just thought I'd try and help out. It's just to scare the minds full of mush. And look, I think Donald J. Trump is a self-absorbed blowhard a lot of the times. But he's entertaining as hell. I mean, admittedly, he makes their shows better. He made our show better. But his policies made America richer, safer, and a better place to live. We could probably still have Kmart's and do Jingle Bells commercials if Trump was alive or in president for 8 straight years. Would I prefer less ego and more competence? Yeah, I would. But DeSantis isn't going to get the nomination unless they find a way to get Trump put in jail. And I don't think that's going to happen. And the legal cases are so much bullshit, it's laughable. Or at least should be, except the media keeps pretending like they're serious. Oh, look at these crimes. You know, meanwhile, Joe Biden, who had his documents behind his Corvette in his garage that anybody could get into, Secret Service wasn't there when he's not there. They just said, oh, no punishment for Joe. What about the warehouse full of boxes at University of Penn? What about all the ones down in Chinatown? But Trump, oh, we found 122 things at Trump's house. Out of how many? Oh, you know, a million or so. It's laughable. But half the country still believes or repeats the crazy lies that you've been hearing from these people about Orange Man Bad. The people who want you scared, these are the same people who made you scared and locked your asses down for 2 years. Don't forget that. That was 1984, people. And if you haven't read that book, if there's anybody in this audience who hasn't read the book 1984, you need to read 1984. And all of a sudden you're going to go, ooh, that's what that asshole on the radio was talking about. Yeah, okay. Mm. So during COVID, it was 1984, and unfortunately, the Democrats liked it. Vivek
Ramaswamy.
Vivek's a billionaire who just turned 39 years old or 40 years old, and you know,
he's fucking awesome.
He ain't ready for prime time, but you got to listen to him. And I tell you what, it wouldn't hurt to put him in charge of something.
He'd be really would.
I mean, look what he's done for his company. He's made $1 billion at age 40. He's not stupid.
No.
But he's not ready for prime time yet. But I do like him. But the stuff you hear them yelling at you regarding Donald J. Trump is what they want. They want to be dictators. They want to be in control of everything. Look at January 6th. That was an entire stage production. Had nothing to do with what really happened on January 6th. It was all about getting the media to focus on Donald Trump is bad. That's all they got, people. That's all they got. Oh, it's incumbent upon us to make that other half that doesn't get this yet be able to see through their biases that the media is ingrained in them. And I'll return my soapbox to its original upright position.
The only thing I'm going to say to that is the problem with getting people to see through this and see everything is one of the persons that was helping us see all this, Tucker Carlson, what happened? He got taken off from the air and he has to rely on, you know, getting his message out through Twitter or through X. He can't use Fox News anymore.
How long after the liberal Lachlan Murdoch took over for his conservative father at Fox did they make that ridiculous settlement with the voting machine company that's going to cost them money for decades?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And part of that deal was getting rid of their number one prime news anchor,
mm-hmm.
who's very happily making three or four times as much money right now.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's impossible for us to get people to see the truth. I mean, I think it was you, maybe not, but somebody had me pull video. I think it was you for this show of the Capitol police officer holding his badge up to the video screen to get them to open the freaking door for the people.
I pulled that away because there is on X community notes said that was not actually a badge. It was something else. It wasn't a cop. So we pulled that one because I'm not going to put false stuff out there. It looked convincing to me on first blush, but
whoever that person was, though, that was on the inside of the building did convince, whether they had a badge or not, did convince them to unlock the door and allow people to come in, regardless of
that.
That
is absolutely true.
And you know as well as I do that the police, the Capitol Police, moved barriers and let people just walk right by. I mean, and they motioned them in. I mean, there's video that
proves and that one cop who testified before Congress that he was injured. There's all kinds of video of him directing people to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking around, moving. You know, there's nothing wrong with a man, except for he votes the way Nancy Pelosi tells him to.
Yep.
So,
anyways.
But speaking of media bullshit, it isn't just in this country, okay? We've got a clip here. This is Sky News. Now, if you want to know who Sky News is, the Murdochs did sell their chunk of Sky News, but they sold it to Comcast. It's owned and run by Comcast, which, of course, owns and runs NBC and PMSNBC, and is part of the big propaganda machine. Well, they run it in England, too. And when they try to tell you that they really don't have an agenda, think back on this attempted gotcha on an Israeli Defense Force spokesperson. Go ahead.
Ask you very quickly about that digital map. You're telling people where is going to be targeted next. People don't have power to power up their mobile phones. They haven't got Wi-Fi.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you and all of your viewers saw our hostages being paraded through the streets as they were released to Israel over those 7 nights, and hundreds of Gazans holding their phones, videoing them. So clearly there's enough power to power their phones when they're parading our hostages throughout Gaza. Now that same power to their phones will be to get the maps, download the maps, look at the flyers, and don't forget, we're not only
Major Spielman, I'm so sorry, we are out of time, but we appreciate your comments this evening.
Out of time, huh?
The Israeli guy goes, of course. He's like, I just bitch slapped you so bad in front of your entire country.
So you're out of time.
So I'm out of time. Okay. He was way too polite to do that, but he should have. But I mean, that's the gotcha journalism. And it's just so inane. The left is not anywhere near as smart as they think they are. You know, I know the left, they've got Zuckerbergs and people, but I mean, Zuckerberg stole Facebook anyway. Somebody else thought of it first. Remember Zynga when we did our Farmville Ranch show?
Yeah.
What was his name? Pincus. Pincus, yeah, because we called him Pinky Dick. Mark Pincus owned Zynga. He stole that game from
Farmtown.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, he just stole it. He didn't invent anything. Anyway,
But everything is out there. It's just a matter of adapting the code and changing it for your own needs. I mean, it's not like you really stole it. It's just he froze. That's the first time he froze. Oh, he froze afraid, really.
Yeah. I was
he's totally. He's totally froze. Now yeah, he's back.
He's back.
No, I'm okay. WMI provider host. It went off. It's the same thing that happened before, but we don't know why it does that.
No.
I've had Geek Squad's had this twice and they made a $600 repair on it. And anyway. But it could be the camera. It's easier to spend $100 on a new camera than take it back there and go through all that crap again.
It is.
We'll give that a go next week. But they ended that thing quickly, obviously. The egg all over the Sky News studio needed cleaned up before they could proceed. And we don't really usually run clips that are this long because, you know, even lions like us have short attention spans. But even lion chops. Remember that from last week?
The meat.
Yeah. What are they doing? They're cutting up endangered species and selling them. Anyway, if you didn't see last week's show, you don't get that at all. Go back and watch.
Yeah. You did have to.
But after you saw what that anchor tried to pull in the IDF spokesman and the continuing hate towards Jews from the left, the anti-Semiticrats, as I call them, is it any wonder college campuses are full of leftist hate? Many college campuses have a large number of Arabic foreign students paying full price tuition, along with tens and often hundreds of millions of dollars in donations from their Arab home countries. Harvard, for example, got a $500 million, that would be $500 million for those of you in Rio Linda, in donations over 3 years from the Arab oil countries. So we're going to play Rep. Elise Stefanik of New York, who's the best thing out of New York other than Brent.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. Brent.
You got it right that second time.
That was close.
One for two. Yeah. Elise Stefanik was questioning the heads of MIT, Penn, and Harvard, three of the most prestigious schools in this country, yesterday. This is just yesterday morning. These are exactly the people who don't give a shit about us, but they run and influence the Democratic Party big time, or bigly, as
bigly
some people would say. It's time we all become tougher on these people. We need to Stefanik them. This is 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Bear with it. It's worth it. Go ahead, Slim.
Here we go.
Penn, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's rules or code of conduct? Yes or no? If the speech turns into conduct, it can be harassment. Yes. I am asking, specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment? If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment. So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
It's a context-dependent decision. That's your testimony today. Calling for the genocide of Jews is dependent upon the context. That is not bullying or harassment. This is the easiest question to answer yes, Ms. McGill. So is your testimony that you will not answer yes?
If it is, if the, yes speech or no. Becomes, if the speech becomes conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
Conduct meaning committing the act of genocide? The speech is not harassment? This is unacceptable, Ms. McGill. I'm going to give you one more opportunity for the world to see your answer. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's code of conduct when it comes to bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
It can be harassment.
The answer is yes. And Dr. Gay, at Harvard, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
It can be, depending on the context.
What's the context?
Targeted as an individual, targeted as at an individual.
It's targeted at Jewish students, Jewish individuals. Do you understand your testimony is dehumanizing them? Do you understand that dehumanization is part of antisemitism? I will ask you one more time. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
Anti-Semitic rhetoric.
And is it anti-Semitic rhetoric?
Anti-Semitic rhetoric when it crosses into conduct that amounts to bullying, harassment, intimidation, that is actionable conduct and we do take action.
So the answer is yes, that calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard Code of Conduct, correct?
Again, it depends on the context.
It does not depend on the context. The answer is yes, and this is why you should resign. These are unacceptable answers across the board.
These people are fucking horrible.
Yeah, but they're
just horrible.
But they're not going to resign.
That's but they're letting these skulls full of mush run around think it's okay to call Jews Nazis. So, I'm sorry, the Nazis killed half the Jews on planet Earth. I can't take this. I cannot take this. I've got to bitch about this all the time, everywhere I can, if I see it. It's just horrible. But Elise Stefanik, God bless her. That was good. She didn't take any shit.
No, she didn't.
She had her question, and everything else was off the top of her head. She didn't have that all planned out or anything. So,
well, and that's the problem too. Any of these, anytime you see anybody testifying before Senate or Congress, or you know, they never answer the question. They dodge it. And I mean, we've seen, you know, a couple of other senators do the same thing. They push for them to answer the question, and they won't. And they just like to, you know, beat around the bush because God forbid they.
Let me ask you this then. If instead of Jews, Rick, if she'd have said blacks, Hispanics, gays, trans, or Italians instead of Jews,
mm-hmm.
You think those women would have answered yes?
In a heartbeat, probably.
In a heartbeat, definitely.
I agree.
And that's the hypocrisy that they don't see. So when I say we have to help these people see through their biases, things like this is what they need to understand. These people are not on our side. These are not good people. These are the liberal hoi polloi making $500,000 a year, getting $500 million in donations from Arab countries. And they let the little Arab people run around yelling, kill the Jews, and paint swastikas all over Harvard. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that are fighting back are those businessmen who got all the names on the list at Harvard, the people who signed the letter on October 8th and said, we publish in this list in all these journals, in all these online rooms and stuff that us executives look at to make sure we don't hire any of these assholes. Oh, you're not going to hire us because of our political views? No, we're not hiring you because you're a racist. That's not being racist isn't a political view. You're just a racist. See, they don't get the KKK was all Democrats back in the day. You know, Are there racist Republicans? Sure. But you're not allowed to know that the KKK was Democrats back in the day because the news media is pulling this. These are the biases we have to get through to on people. Or we could just use the words of our hero, Slim.
Here you go.
Elon. I don't know if you guys saw this. I hope you saw this. I think it made most of the news for one news cycle. Elon was getting questions about these people pulling their advertising because of a misunderstanding about a tweet that he reposted on X. And they're saying, oh, well, all these people are threatening to pull their advertising and everything else. And his answer was, go fuck yourselves. Mm-hmm. He says, I hope they stop. Don't advertise. If someone's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go fuck yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. What I care about is the reality of goodness, not the perception of it. And what I see all over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil.
Hey, hold on here. I don't really have it good, but...
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go fuck yourself.
That's it. That's all you need. Go fuck yourself. I didn't get the rest of it. Sorry, I didn't have it prepped
for
the show.
No, but his point is, X is... You can take it down. X is his name for Twitter, which I don't know why he changed it to X. I don't think that was a great marketing move, but whatever. He likes to use his X's on things, on his rocket ships and shit. But he doesn't care. He's got Twitter out there, and like I said, the guy with the badge, the community notes section. Yeah. Now, they have community notes on there. If somebody posts something that's the headline is not really true, or it's in this case it was like iffy, it was about 60% gray. The community notes is up there, and you can fix it. That's free speech. That's why they hate him.
Can't.
That's why they're going after him. The government went after his SpaceX company. Why they go after SpaceX? Oh, well, he's discriminatory because he's not hiring illegals to work on his rocket programs.
Yeah.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this up. These people aren't even tested for viruses and stuff when they cross the border. And Elon Musk is supposed to put them in a multi-billion-dollar rocket building company that we're paying for. Hmm. You know. And then they went after Tesla. They gave him some shit on that. And they were after X. We had the story last week about the judge who signed that illegal bullshit warrant and fined him $350,000. Because he didn't release stuff for 7 hours or 50 hours that really shouldn't have had to been released in the first place. She violated the Constitution demanding it. They're just all over him. Why are they all over him? Because if they can't lie to us, they can't win. Mm-hmm. There's the whole point of everything I've said tonight.
There you go.
If we stop them from lying, they don't win. So it's also probably a good rule of thumb not to argue with people who should be swallowed. Or they should have been, you know. It's too late now. And I'm this meme here, I'm just running this meme because it was the most popular thing I posted it last week. I'm teaching a class tonight for people who struggle to reach orgasm, Captain Kirk. If you can't come, let me know, Jim.
Oh boy.
And because I did Star Trek, I can go, Rick.
Yes.
Take us out. This is why I'm not getting one of those. I wouldn't do it. I'd just be playing all night.
Be gone. Oh, let's go. Okay. On. Okay. We'll go something on.
It's like, I love that shit. And it's like, that's actually what it looks like when they do it on the TV show.
It is, too.
And we can do that in your office at home now. Yeah. That is so cool. Between that and Uranus stories, I'm a happy camper. Warp Factor 1, I love it. Now, Rick, I don't have any dogs on tonight's show, and I know you like your animals. Well, I don't have them on the end reel, the special thing.
Okay.
But I did get this little dog reel here just to keep you happy because I didn't know you're going to get to see your mice four times already tonight. So here's some dogs.
Hey.
What?
We don't bark this early.
Who? Mm-hmm. Roof.
What did I just say? We don't bark this early.
Roof.
No.
I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Ew. I don't want it. Get it out of here. Oh, get it out. I don't want it. Get it out. Ugh. Yucky. Nasty. Ah, I don't want to see it. I don't even want to smell it. Yucky. It's nasty. I want it out.
It's a pee.
Hey, what you do? You fell asleep in your kitty litter? You probably need to go take a bath. No, you did not. No, I know you. Oh, no, you didn't open up a can of worms. I watched. Whoa, wait, can't believe you put your paws on me. Boy, you in trouble. You in so much trouble. Wait till I start running. I'm going to whoop you. I'm going to whoop you, man. I can't believe you put your paws on me. I can't believe you slapped me.
I love that last one.
That dog running back and forth like 90 miles an hour.
Well, the dog was like, hey, you stepped in your kitty litter. You need to take a bath.
That dog reminded me of something else.
All right. It's this week in misogyny time.
Those aren't mice. They're hamsters. It's to set the record straight.
But I was talking to a friend of mine today. About this week of misogyny, and they had a question. So that person listens every week or watches every week. So for those of you who don't watch every week, I'm going to explain this. I do this week of misogyny because the left uses misogyny to denigrate men in so many ways. And it's just not men who are oinkers. I know there's, you know, all men are pigs. Just some of us make better pets. That got me 3 months on Facebook for posting.
Yeah, don't post that on Facebook.
Yeah, no, I was just saying. Yeah, oh, the words are going to go by now. I'm screwed. I only had 11 days of my suspension left to go. I just screwed it up.
Might have.
Anyway, I apologize. But there's still enough men out there who are pigs. There's no doubt about it. But any lefty argument includes the term misogyny as a defense against having to actually explain their position when they're challenged. They don't have a real argument to come back to you. So you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a misogynist. You know, or now you're a transphobe. They keep throwing stuff in there because they don't want to make arguments. So I illustrate the absurdity of their position by being absurd. Like my biggest influence in thought did the late, great Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I'll just tell you right now, I love women. I mean, you guys smell nice. You look way better naked than we do, mm-hmm. You know. So that said, it's this week in misogyny time. Here's the first one. A lot of women actually do turn into good drivers. So if you're a good driver, watch out for turning women.
Oh, boy.
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help, guys.
Yes, you are.
All right, we've got this one. At home, you always say a prayer before eating. Yeah, but here the chef knows how to cook.
No comment.
Oh, Slim.
No comment.
No comment is a comment, Slim.
Okay. No.
Maybe maybe that's why you're skinny.
It might be.
Could be.
Could be. Could be. No comment.
All right. Hey, Rick, I like your shirt.
You like it?
Yeah, show everybody your shirt.
Yeah. Funny how? How am I funny? Huh? Am I funny?
Do it in your best Pesci voice.
Wait. What do you mean funny? Funny how? Like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I got a big red nose and make you laugh.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna rat you out to everybody, okay? I bought that for him for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually bought wrapping paper and wrapped up my Christmas gifts. I don't give out a lot of Christmas gifts. So the ones for your daughters aren't coming wrapped. They're just coming. It's up to you, Slim.
No, I'm not worried about that.
I wasn't shipping them twice. But, you know, I wrapped that up in nice wrapping paper so he could put it under his tree and open it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, however he does. He got it at 6:30 tonight. He's got it on.
Yeah.
He didn't wait till Christmas.
I didn't look. I saw it. It was an Amazon thing. I ordered something. I thought I forgot that I ordered something.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually a legitimate excuse.
I got to wrap it. Okay, open it up. Oh, who is it from? Oh, shit. Zip. All
right. Well, Rick, since you're wearing your shirt, I'm going to do my This Week in Misogyny joke of the week.
Oh, boy. Okay. Goodbye, Facebook.
As if I'm not in enough trouble already. What's another way to say you nutted inside your woman? We call that putting a load in the dishwasher.
Oh.
Oh dear. Goodbye, Facebook.
Facebook explodes.
Yeah.
Then we've got this poor guy.
Oh yeah, this guy.
Yeah, my life hasn't been the same since my accident. Oh, what accident? Well, where I got my fingers stuck in that wedding ring.
Oh.
Yeah. We can identify with that one, huh? Oh, my God. Hey, speaking of misogynistic, how misogynistic is Dr. Pepper? They had those $100,000 tuition awards, you know, where they toss the football in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching the college championship games Friday night and all day Saturday. And I saw three of them, and they were all guys versus gals.
Uncle Pilot.
And none of them were close. And a woman even lost Friday night to the effeminate dude. So basically, it's a good thing you smell nice because you can't throw a football. And ladies, we know. We just know. Who's back again. Just in case that coffee turns into something else. I know that's only 7 seconds, but that killed me, man. That was so funny. Oh, that was my This Week in Misogyny Reel of the Week. And the Daily Wire is taking my approach to snarkily mocking the entire insane gender thing. And why women on the left won't stand up for women in sports just makes me shake my head. But Lady Ballers is actually a movie that's coming out, and we've got the trailer. We got the shortened trailer. It's 50 seconds cut.
One of being a girl athlete. I love being a girl.
Two sheroes.
We could dominate every woman's sport. Running, swimming, soccer.
I said sport, Felix.
It's ladies basketball, boys. Nobody watches.
Excuse me. Are these seats open?
Never mind.
Getting dunks.
And tucking trunks.
You know she didn't.
That's the biggest I've ever seen on a lady.
I don't care.
Lady Ballers.
Oh, boy.
That's not really a movie coming out, is it?
Yeah.
That's really going to be a movie?
Yeah, it's really a movie. Yeah, I recognize everybody, almost everybody in that. It's good. But, I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to make fun of these idiots.
Ted Cruz is in it.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz or Shapiro in it.
And Shapiro's in it, too. But, hey, to be fair to the ladies, not all men in sports are created equal either.
Fucking baby.
Soccer is the biggest bunch of pussies.
It is.
I mean, that's for, and they do it on purpose. I was watching Liverpool, who I loved this afternoon, and they won. It was great. But Dominic Szoboszlai, who's a midfielder we got from Hungary, is a great player. A guy like brushed him across the forehead with his fingers, and he goes, oh, and falls down, and the guy gets a yellow card for hitting him in the face. Like, God. Just grow up. Be men. You don't see Messi doing that crap.
No.
Anyway. So, I don't have any great stupid criminal stories this week, but I have solved the question of why so many military-aged Chinese males are crossing the southern border. It's not a military invasion. What I found out is that in Wisconsin and other states, legislation to legalize marijuana is coming up. But it's seen a rise in illegal Chinese-based growing farms across the country. So the Chinese are trying to take over weed. So I think these military-age males are just brought in to guard their weed farm. Remember California, they used to set up booby traps and stuff all around it?
Oh, they did too.
Yeah. So now we're going to have Chinese in there with like Semtex shit, you know, and you know, you come near our weed, we blow you the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why they sent the balloon over. They weren't really spying on military. They're just checking how their weed was growing.
Pretty much. That could, you know what? That could
it
be.
It went over the whole damn country. Anyway.
Yay.
So Slimbo, it's memes of the week time, brother.
All right. So hold on. Let me get back there. We'll give Rick first.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Tony's meme. Hey, no fucking way that whole Siberian orchestra is trans.
Kind of fits in with the show, too.
It does. Sure.
Polly Walnuts. Well, I used him last week. He hates it when the trans woman yells at him. He says, "Hey, you got some big balls on you, miss."
And, here's yours.
Yeah, I left Kermie out of this week of misogyny because I was saving him for the end. But Kermie likes to make smart ass comments too. I don't always eat bacon, but when I do, I make Miss Piggy shower first.
It's terrible.
You're welcome.
Absolutely terrible. And of course, my famous corporate taglines: Nike, just do it; calf seats, finger licking good; All State, you're in good hands. And thanks to Elon, X's, go fuck yourself. Thank you, Mr. Elon.
He's the man.
He is definitely.
All right. Well, last week, as you've seen about 10 times tonight, we had 30 seconds of mice spinning out of control, and that was very popular.
Just cause.
Why
did you kill me?
But it was short, and it didn't work as my closing best thing I saw this week. So this, in my opinion, is just as great, but it's a little longer. There's no animals. There's just children. Chillins.
So we didn't harm animals this time. We harmed children.
We didn't harm children. The children might harm you because you're going to laugh so hard.
All right.
Just especially the one chillin. Okay? So I want you to enjoy the dancer kid. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.